Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9-to-5 Google Daily, this time for April 22nd, 2020. This is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. Google has finally officially added the ability to adjust the Hey Google keyword activation sensitivity settings on your home, Nest, and smart displays. As you may remember, we managed to enable the settings back in February in one of our APK teardowns, but now the feature looks like it's gradually rolling out, allowing you to adjust how sensitive your smart assistant reacts to your voice. This, of course, will be a great addition for those of you who have multiple Google Home and smart display devices in your house. Epic Games has finally caved and made the immensely popular Battle Royale Fortnite on the Google Play Store. You may already have installed the app via sideloading the Epic Games Store on your mobile. This, though, was all over a dispute over the cut that Google takes from in-app purchases. But as we all know, it of course is much safer for people using the Google Play Store rather than a hacky sideload method, which is open to scams as many people may install risky third-party stores and copycat apps. Having the Fortnite application on the Google Play Store officially means the safety is there for everyone who uses Android as their main platform. In our latest APK teardown of the Google Home app, we've found some hints that we'll see a new in-app Android TV setup process that may potentially be used for the new upcoming Chromecast device that we'll see, hopefully, later this year. This does make sense as you'd use the Google Home app to set up an Android. This does make sense as if you've ever owned a Chromecast before, you'll know that using the Google Home app is what you do to set up your device, and of course if Android TV is coming not pre-installed, you will need to sideload somehow. This is also an important move as this new hardware is supposedly set to mimic what you get with Nvidia Shield TV and other associated Android TV hardware, so therefore this new decision will make more sense. With the OnePlus 8 series launching this week globally, the latest OnePlus Camera version 4 update is bringing a refreshed camera UI, which makes it even easier to get into direct camera settings. This new UI unfortunately is not available as yet for any devices except for those running the 8 series, but it is highly likely that we'll see the new UI. On older devices, which adds quick toggles for things like Google Lens, resolution settings and more, all from the main camera viewfinder. And finally, the latest Google Doodle is celebrating Earth Day with a relaxing mini game for you to play on desktop or mobile and featuring what else but honeybees. The mini game sees you buzz around as a bee pollinating flowers, which of course is apt as honeybees are so important to our ecosystem. Naturally, that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com. And of course, you can subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed or in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.